everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we have a fun show because we are talking about Mission Slim Possible, a fundraising effort that Self-Advocates of Indiana is undertaking. For more information on this fun fundraiser, we have Laura Cummings and Melody Cooper to talk with us about this fundraiser. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. If you're ready to keep your New Year's resolutions, we have something in this event for everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And because we are doing a Slim Possible, Mission Slim Possible fundraiser. Talk about it.
Well, it's a weight loss fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We have a team of 14 individuals pledging to lose weight. It started January 19th and runs mm-hmm. through May 1st. And they are pledging to lose weight and earn money for Self-Advocates of Indiana to replace a grant that unfortunately we lost due to federal changes.
Okay. So, in order to do this, what do people have to do?
Well, we already had the sign up for the weight loss team, so we already have those people set.
We have 16 teams?
14. It's 14 one team okay. of 14 individuals, okay. but the weight loss is measured as a team. Okay. So it's not individual, it's mm-hmm. pounds lost as a team. So we're looking right now for people to sponsor us. We already have some corporate sponsorships and a few individual sponsorships, but mm-hmm. of course, any donation and sponsorship is appreciated.
Sure.
Our goal is 200 pounds lost as a team. Mm-hmm. And so people are pledging a penny per pound, 10 cents per pound, a dollar per pound. And then people also have the option to pledge just an individual donation
okay.
as well.
Okay. Well, Mel, let me ask you a little bit about what this money will mean for Self-Advocates of Indiana and your mission.
A couple of years ago, we had a grant that allowed us to use the money that we got to we have a lot of board members in our town, mm-hmm. and they had to come in and we used that money for them to be able to drive here for our board meeting and mm-hmm. back. So we paid for mileage for them to come and go back. Mm-hmm. And that's what that money was for.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like Mel said, this is the money raised is going toward transportation. But really, if we didn't have board members at meetings, we couldn't conduct votes sure. and functions and our meetings and our events. And so having board members at our meetings is critical.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So really, it's supporting the whole board and the function of the organization.
It is a good thing. Yeah. Really good thing.
And if you think about it, I mean, that's to empower people with disabilities to do what they want and feel like they need mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to do mm-hmm. is a wonderful thing.
It is.
A wonderful thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What do people do as far as recording pounds lost and wanting to be on a team?
Well, it's kind of individual. So the 14 people who make up the team are doing their own diet, their own exercise plan. You know, we encourage everyone to lose weight in a healthy way. We
safe
don't want
way.
Yes, healthy and safe. We don't want anyone getting sick. So they kind of keep track of their own weight loss, and then every Monday they report to me how many pounds they've lost, and then I keep track of it and then update a thermometer that we have here in the office mm-hmm. to show how many pounds we've lost.
Mm-hmm. And obviously there's people in the office that are doing
this. Yes, there are. The team, yeah, the team is made up of not only self-advocates from the board, but also ARC of Indiana staff members.
Yes.
And then also a few community members as well.
Okay, so this is a big undertaking. You need sponsors.
It is. We do. And we should recognize those sponsors.
Yes, we should.
So we have a few individual sponsors. Kevin Murray and Brent Kiefer have sponsored our weight loss. And then corporate sponsorships, we have Team Green Dentistry, the National Bank of Indianapolis, the Columbus Organization, Access Architecture, Priority Press, MWH Global, IPMG, and HWC Engineering. So
wow.
we greatly appreciate all of our sponsors who are supporting Self-Advocates of Indiana and this
do.
Fundraiser.
How do people contact you?
They can contact me here at the ARC and just say they want to talk to Self-Advocates of Indiana about sponsorship. And so the ARC's number is 317-977-2375.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Or they can shoot me an email at lcummings, CUMMINGS at ARCIND.org. And then, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter, and there's actually a picture of Melody and Betty Williams up with the thermometer, so be sure to check that out. And that's at Facebook.com/SAIndiana. Yes. And then on Twitter, of course, at SelfAdvocatesIN.
You guys, I am so happy that you allowed me to tell this to my listeners today. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
You're so welcome. And I thank all my listeners today for listening today, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.